T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
A Westchester woman is accused of scamming dozens of people with fake vacation packages, including a cancer patient who wanted to go to Disney. Here's KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Miller.
The Attorney General's office says 38-year-old Christine Hayes used fake names to communicate with people through email to sell them vacation packages that mostly went unfulfilled. Hayes is charged with a dozen felonies, including identity theft. The Attorney General's office says she sold about $400,000 worth of discounted vacation deals, then failed to follow through. In some cases, the office says she used credit card information from one person to buy plane tickets for someone they didn't know. The office says Hayes has repaid most of the money she's accused of taking, but in one case, it says a family bought a travel package to Disney World for a cancer patient. When that family expressed concern the trip hadn't been booked yet, the Attorney General's office says Hayes claimed she had breast cancer, which the office alleges was an attempt to buy herself more time. Hayes has already waived her preliminary hearing and is set for a formal arraignment next month. At the Suburban Bureau, Jim Meltwert, KYW News Radio.